Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we have the pleasure of talking to a good friend of ours, Harold Rainwater from Wilmore. Of course, Harold is employed by the Asbury University, runs a great program down there for equine, and also is the mayor of the city of Wilmore. We'll talk to Harold about his life and all that he does for our county
right after this word from our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville. And they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Well, good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you with us here on this Saturday morning. And with us today, we have a gentleman who has been around our county for a little bit. We're proud to have the mayor of Wilmore, Harold Rainwater. Good morning, Harold.
Good morning, Doug. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're glad you're here. You know, when we did this program, it's called All Things Jessamine, so we never want to forget that we have more towns than just Nicholasville. One of them very, very important to our county, and that's Wilmore. To start off, Harold, you've been around for quite a while. We talked back in February to Faye Hogue and kind of got the information on how the Rainwaters even came to be in Jessamine County. What was the name of the town they came from?
A little town called Mentonville.
Mentonville. She was telling us the story about a minister from Asbury had kind of talked to Pop Rainwater and said, you know, you need to take your family up there. So we kind of went through all that history. But for a refresher course, let's talk about your family and as far as your mom and dad and kind of who all these people are so that we can put it all together. Tell us about your parents first.
Well, my dad is Ezra Rainwater. My mom was Irene Rainwater. My dad's been gone 21 years. My mom died 3 years ago. They both grew up in a little town called Mentonville, Kentucky, which is about halfway between Liberty and Somerset in Casey County. Dad was a part of a family of eight. Mom had 10 in her family. Also, my mom and dad and their brother and sister married.
Right.
So I have double first cousins in Ben Rainwater and Ernie and Billy Joe and that right. side of the family. So that's sort of my heritage. I come from there. All the family except one brother moved toward Jessamine County and right. Wilmore in particular in the 40s, 50s, and after the war. Z.T. Johnson was the president of Asbury, and he gave both mom and pop a job. Pop worked in the fizz plant and was the stoker for the boiler room.
Hard job.
That was my first job.
Really?
First time of coming to Wilmore and seeing Pop shovel coal
right.
in that huge furnace. It was all done by hand.
Wow.
And mom worked in the dining hall and mainly did desserts and those type things. So she always had sweet foods around. And
you hated that.
I hated that. But that's my heritage is mom and pop Rainwater and Ezra and Irene Rainwater.
Now, you have siblings.
I have three brothers. James lives here in Jessamine County out near the Y. We both, all four of us attended Jessamine County High School.
Right.
I have another brother, 8 years younger, Vernon. And he's down in Orlando at a church of about 20,000.
Wow.
And my youngest brother is Randy.
Right.
And Randy's 17 years younger than I am. So he was more like a son than a brother.
Right.
And he's down in Snellville, Georgia. And he's a youth director. And he has 400 middle schoolers in his youth group.
His church is pretty big.
It's a big church, about 7,000.
You're in Wilmore, and you've got all these family and these brothers and sisters. But now somewhere along the line, this little blonde-haired lady named Sherry walked around. Well, how did that all come about?
Sherry's grandfather was T.M. Anderson, teacher at Asbury, great evangelist. And he brought Sherry and her mom, she had just recently, her father and mother had separated, and they needed a place to land. And he brought them to Wilmore and got her a job at Asbury also, Sherry's mom, Ruth. I saw her at a church social. And I still remember to this day what she had on and how she was dressed. And just took my heart and my eyes and everything about me away.
Wow. How long ago has it been?
We've been married 50 years.
50, congratulations. Yeah,
we got married at 17 and 18.
Wow.
Had to bring our parents over to sign for her to marry. We have two children and six grandchildren now. And Sherry just recently had a heart attack about 2 months ago and had open heart surgery. And she's recovering very well.
Good.
In fact, we renewed our wedding in December and took our kids with us to Gatlinburg and Dollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Been kind of a little family joke that, and you can bleep out what you want to on your radio show, but when we got married, we had an ice storm, and we didn't get to go on a honeymoon. The next summer, we went back to where Sherry was raised, and her mother went with us. So the very first night we spent in a motel, her mother was with us.
Wow.
So that was always a joke that Sherry's mom went with us on our honeymoon.
On your honeymoon.
Well, 50 years later, we renew our vows, and we take our kids and our grandkids. Someday we're going to take a honeymoon.
Yeah, yeah, by yourself.
That by would ourselves. Be
nice. 50 years, that's great.
Years.
And we're glad Sherry's doing better.
She's
that's
done
great.
Very well.
Well, we're going to talk about one of the main job I would assume that a lot of people in Wilmore know you as. But before we do that, that's being mayor. Before we do that, let's talk about your real job. Now, I'm not saying mayor's not your real job, but Harold Rainwater has a career outside of being a mayor, and that's with Asbury.
Yes, sir.
And I know you've been with them quite a long time and involved very deeply, especially now with the equine. But how did you start down there? How did all that come about that you would work for Asbury?
The short version of that is I had actually left high school here at Jessamine County and got married and was running a restaurant in Wilmore. Cecil's wife walked in to drink coffee, and he was the head of the PE department at Asbury.
Right.
And he said, Harold, did you ever think about going to college? And I said, well, I dropped out of high school. How would I go to college?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I can take care of that. And he did.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into college, and he took me under his wing as a mentor. And I got through college, and then he got me into graduate school at Eastern Kentucky University and gave me a job as a 23-year-old out of college. I didn't have a clue what I was doing, but I was teaching some PE classes for him and later coached at Asbury and then developed the recreation major. And under the recreation major, one of the classes I had was horsemanship. And the idea there was is that people that are running Christian camps, horses are a big part of camping and at residential type camps. So he said, if you can develop a waterfront program, a good food program, and an equestrian program, people will come to your camps.
Mm-hmm.
So we were big in youth ministry and Christian camp counseling and stuff like that at Asbury. So I developed a little recreation major that sort of took off and did well. And today, one of those majors like Amy Fitch is running the city's recreation department. And out of the recreation was a course called horsemanship. Mm-hmm. And out of horsemanship, I got the opportunity to develop a complete major. And now it's the second largest major at Asbury University.
Really?
With 125 students in it. Kids are literally working all over the world. They work at the horse park. Mm-hmm. They run the breeds demonstrations. We have kids working at Life Adventure Camp. We have the Secretariat Center, the program directors, and Asbury grad. So kids are getting jobs and getting good jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And our kids are making a difference. We're a ministry and service-focused program. We train service mounts. We have police mounts literally all over the country and into Canada now. And that's become our niche, is training.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we don't train horses as our end. We train people, and we use a horse
to get
to train people.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that program has really taken off, and I do that full-time and run that program. I'm director of equine studies and operations there. We have about 90 horses there, 343 acres. Just hired a manager to help come in and help me do that. I'm teaching and managing both of them, and I'm going to change that a little bit. Also hiring a resident trainer, a person to come in that basically at a world-level training.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to try to take that up to the top notch in the world at Asbury. I don't know if you know much about Asbury, but whatever they do, we're a small school, but whatever we do, they try to do it at the best.
They do, and they do it big.
And they do it
big. They sure
do. And it's like our media
company. Right.
I mean, it's a big program. So we're the second to that program at Asbury right now. And our president and our provost is dedicated to making that a premier program, not just a good program. We've hired two veterinarians that work, one of them full-time, one part-time with me. the former director of Midway program is now working for us at Asbury. And then we have a therapeutic riding instructor, and then we have a riding instructor. I have a lawyer, an attorney that's teaching a class, and then I have another person that's teaching one class. So that program is really growing, and that's what I do 7 days a week. And oversee that program.
This horse program, it's kind of like a mini college within itself.
It
I
is.
Mean, everybody that you're mentioning here and the staff that's come on and the things that you've got going. And I guess being located in Central Kentucky helps that, our location and the heritage we have with the equine industry. But I did not realize that it was that big. I mean, you've turned
It's a new program. I mean, it only became a major in 2007.
Yeah.
It started in 1998, and then we had a minor in 2002, mm-hmm. and then we had enough in the minor that we moved it to a major, and we're growing about 35 new students a year right now. We're starting a building program. We have a $3.5 million building program mm-hmm. phase going on right now, trying to raise that. Asbury's got a $60 million fund campaign right now. They've raised about $22 million of it. Mm-hmm. Got an $8 million gift last week.
Heard that.
And didn't come to me, but comes to the big school, the big
right,
program.
Right.
But again, it's like everything else. When the whole college is doing well, the pieces do well.
That's right.
When a piece is doing really well, the whole college does well.
Yeah.
So we need the college as a whole to grow. You know, the thing that sometimes people forget, even in Jessamine County, from an economic standpoint, is three of the top eight employers in Jessamine County are in Wilmore. And they're all institutions.
Right.
It's the Veterans Center.
Yes.
Asbury University and Asbury Seminary. There's 1,200 jobs there.
Wow.
And they pay county taxes. They
right.
pay county payroll tax.
Right.
While a lot of people say, well, they're tax exempt. Well, so is UK.
Sure.
So is
right.
Midway.
Right.
So is every
right.
other school in the country. But at least you don't pay taxes to support them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a
mm-hmm.
private school.
Mm-hmm.
And they create a huge number of jobs. And all that aside, they're creating a lot of goodwill.
Right.
And our president, Dr. Gray.
She's nice. Nice,
unbelievable
good lady.
Lady.
Yeah.
And Dr. Tennant at the seminary. They've really moved into trying to be involved in the community as a whole. And I'm grateful for that.
You talked about the number of people that work there and the size of those institutions. That kind of leads us into your part-time job, and that's being the mayor of Wilmore. And correct me if I'm wrong, but are you not the longest-serving mayor in Kentucky, correct?
I think so.
Yeah.
I've been there 39 years.
I think you probably are. And we had another one of your good friends on our program back several months ago, probably the longest-serving councilman in Kentucky, Leonard Fitch.
He's been there longer than me.
And it's what he told me. He had been there a little bit
longer. One more term than me.
Yeah. But you guys have been continuous and on the Wilmore City Council taking care of Wilmore. First off, how'd it come about? Because you were on the council first, correct?
No, Leonard was on the council
first. No, I'm talking about before you became mayor.
Oh, yes.
How did it all come about that you even landed in that job? And then take us how it became mayor.
I grew up in Jessamine County, Wilmore Elementary, Jessamine County mm-hmm. High School, Asbury College, Eastern Kentucky. Married a local girl. I had no aspirations of ever leaving Jessamine County.
Mm-hmm.
I joined a little group called the JCs. Don't have that group anymore.
Right.
It was 21 to 35-year-old men. And one of the projects we had to do was be involved in our community
mm-hmm.
and find an involvement. And I helped on a playground cleanup down at the used to be the old sewer plant in Wilmore, now the mini park.
Right.
And sort of got involved in that and learned a little bit about government and got a little grant for that, and mm-hmm. we cleaned it up. One of the other things we had was a day about learning about government. And they had some people come in and tell us what a council member was
right.
and a governor was and a mayor was and a representative. And, you know, we take for granted we know what those are,
sure.
but we don't really know what they do.
Right.
And on a small scale in a small town, there's six council members. And they're all lay people, and we don't have a pension, we don't have retirement, we don't have health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just serve and
mm-hmm.
go home.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a position open. We got $2 a meeting. We met once a month, and I was a part-time, I was a fireman, and we got $2 a call to go on a fire calls. And I was involved with the Wilmore Fire Department that way. And so anyway, there was a position open on the city council, mm-hmm. and I ran for that position,
mm-hmm.
and I got on the city council. And I ran the next time and got next to Leonard the most votes,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor pro tem was the highest vote getter.
Right.
Well, Leonard just said, give it to Harold. you know, Leonard won, the mayor pro tem. He said, give it to Harold because I don't have time right now. And I was excited to be called mayor pro tem. You know, I didn't know what that meant.
Now, who would have been mayor then?
That was Z.T. Johnson was the mayor when we started.
Now, he was associated with college?
Yeah, he had been president of the college for 25 years.
Right, okay.
He came in for a two-year period to help us get the sewer and to go to Washington to John C. Watts and get us a grant, which he did.
Okay.
And, he, I mean, he had a lot of criticism, but he knew how to get stuff done.
Right.
And he took a group to Washington and got it funded.
Got it done.
He then quit, and Joe Thacker took over as mayor. He was on the council with me.
Right.
And then Joe had a heart attack and got sick. And the council then selected me to fill out his term until the next election. And then, fortunately, I've been elected 10 times since. Barely won one time. Had a real contested race with a good guy.
Yes.
It was in my church and was postmaster and a great friend later and before. And, you know, during politics, you sometimes think you're not friends, but really we were friends.
Right.
So I barely won that election, and I've had one other contested race, and I won it pretty easily.
Yeah.
And but I haven't been contested other than that. So this is my 39th year as mayor, and then I had 4.5 years as city council.
It shocks me to think that it was that long ago that Joe Thacker was here. I remember when Joe was mayor, and I didn't realize it had been that long.
Been a long time.
39 years.
A great mentor. He he taught me a lot. He was a history professor at Asbury. He gave me a lot of encouragement. He was a good mentor. And then when he left as mayor, he kept an influence on my life, but he didn't keep a shadow on my life.
Right.
You know, he was wise enough to step back and let a young boy at that time almost lead. But my dad gave me some advice the day I became mayor. I went to dad and I was proud. I was sort of egotistical, to be honest with you, that I was 29 years old and I was mayor. He said, well, don't take yourself too serious. Take your job serious, but don't take yourself too serious. And that was my first piece of advice. So I said, well, what would you do? He said, I would try to surround myself with the best people I could find.
That's right.
And get out of their way. You know, I had Colleen that was with me 35 years. I have Phyllis Sally. It's been with me 36 years. Dave Carlstead's been with me 31 years. Roger Swallow's with me 22 years. I had great people.
Sure.
You know, great people make you look pretty good. It's like having a good team.
You're right.
You look like a great coach, you know.
What do you think in being mayor for 39 years has been the biggest challenge, being mayor or even for Wilmore, in your opinion?
Well, for me, the challenge has been I'm a part-time mayor for me personally. As a part-time mayor, I have to do my other job first.
Right.
So I'm not there always. And I have to depend on other people to do what needs to be done. But for the city as a whole has been to sort of overcome the challenge or the stigma that we're not part of Jessamine County. And Judge Cassidy really embraced us his tenure here. And one of the first things he did was have me come over to his office. I'd never been in that office before.
Really?
And he brought us over, and he always treated us. I mean, the mayor of Nixville sat there, and the mayor of Wilmore sat there.
Right.
And he didn't talk to one. You know, we were a team. And everything we did, we sort of did as a team.
Yeah.
And he involved us in several projects as a team and led us in things like 911 and and ambulance service and solid waste and some areas that we've never been involved with. So, you know, becoming accepted, part of that stigma was our own fault as Wilmore. We sort of made ourselves unique, and that hurt us.
Yeah.
We don't want to be worldly, but we want to live in the world.
Right.
That's been a challenge. Financially, it's been a challenge because about a half of our property is tax exempt. So while those institutions that I said do so much, even the Veterans Center does so much, but it doesn't pay taxes.
Right.
So the only money that comes out of that is from the employees of that. But we have to provide water and sewer and fire and police and solid.
Everything we do here in Nicholsville.
Everything you do in
Nicholsville. Same stuff, yeah.
And they're not paying taxes.
Right.
The tax base is so low.
Yeah.
You know, so we have to generate revenue out of enterprise accounts. And out of the things that we can charge for. So that makes those high. And but it's just the challenge of not having the money and the resources to do the things we need to do. But thankfully, through people like Colleen and good investments, we have no debt right now. In other words, we have enough money in the bank to pay off our bonded indebtedness.
Right.
And we're in the black. We've ended a budget in the black every year for 39 years I've been there. We're doing another big sewer project right now at $3.5 million. We just bought the mill downtown in Wilmore.
Heard that. Congratulations. Because, yeah, you know,
last week cleaned it up.
There was a lot of people, and this is where social media comes in, because that's how I found out about it, through our mutual friend Jody Brock.
The other mayor's daughter.
Yeah. She had put on there that the old mill was going up for auction.
It did.
And everybody was concerned about what was going to happen. And I was so tickled to see her post and somebody post who had bought it. And I will say hats off to Larry Lewis for
gave a deal to the city.
Giving you that deal. Because he did not have to do that. He could have done something
different. He could have made $50,000 on that deal.
So kudos to him for helping to preserve Wilmore's history.
Yeah. And we're excited about that. In fact, I'm going tomorrow to meet with some people down on Manchester Street and Mill Street to look at what some projects in Lexington have done with these kind of buildings and how they renovated those. That's one of the most historic buildings in
the county. Yes, that's right.
And it's one of the larger.
Yeah.
And it was the largest business in Wilmore ever. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to be preserved there. I mean, it's got walls this thick.
Yeah.
There's a million bricks at that building, you know. So we cleaned it up over the weekend. We've had Bailey's Tree Service. They've come in and cleaned up all that brush and debris that was on that lot stuff. That is amazing what they've cleaned up there in the last 4 days, just working around the clock.
That's great. When you mentioned this, yes, in thinking about Jessamine County, sometimes people do tend to forget the Wilmore's down there. But when you look at the history, mentioning this building, as a matter of fact, but not only that, and you go into, when I include Wilmore, I'm talking about even the High Bridge area too, included in that. When you look at some of the history that has come out of that town and how vital and significant it's been for our whole county, I don't think a lot of people realize that, and maybe that's one thing that we need to do one of these days is a show on some of the Wilmore history. But it's amazing how a small town has contributed that much to Jessamine County. If you were to have a person walk in and to your office, whether it be at the college or at City Hall, and say, you know what, I know you've lived here and I know it's home, but try to forget that a moment. Sell me on why I should live here. What do you think would be the biggest selling points that you could give someone to be in Wilmore?
Well, it's the safest town in Kentucky. It's one of the cleaner towns in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. We take great pride in children and seniors and veterans. We value people, and that is our focus, is people. We don't have all the resources for people, but we try to take care of our veterans the best we can in Wilmore.
Right.
Try to take care of our seniors. We've got two amazing places of retirement. We have one of the first large daycares was built in Wilmore 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. So we've seen a need there for early development. Providence School is in Wilmore that takes care of a population that's somewhat untaken care of.
Right.
We have one of the finest elementary schools in the state, year after year operate out of Wilmore. Asbury College, Asbury University now, was ranked the number one college in the South by U.S. News and World Report. Mm-hmm. Asbury Theological Seminary is the fifth largest seminary in the world. We have Leonard Fitch in Wilmore, you know.
Yes, you do.
And, I mean, what a priceless gem that
is,
you know. So, you know, there's just some unique things. We're Mayberry, but sort of trying to be current.
Right.
And we're proud to be Mayberry current, you know. We don't want to be podunk. We don't want to be laughed at.
Right.
But we want the values. When I watch Andy Griffin and I see the values he's trying to teach, you know, that's what we're trying to do. That's the way I want my law enforcement. I mean, we had a shooting this year. A person lost their life.
Right.
Our police have to do serious things.
Right.
But I also watched our police direct the traffic at R.J. Corman's Saturday night.
Yeah.
And how nice they were about that. Some people were really upset they couldn't park certain places.
Right.
But that they're people like Bill Craig, you know, a 50-year with military and law enforcement. Mm-hmm. Chief at Eddyville is our chief. The values of those kinds of people and who they are. If you go to our cemetery, we got a guy doing a history of our cemetery right now. And who is buried there is like a who's who.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In the world.
That's right.
You know? So if there's one thing, I don't know what it would be other than the flowers. if you had to just have one, what is the prettiest thing about town? It's the flowers. Everybody comes to Wilbur talks about the flowers.
The flowers and Christmas decorations.
Christmas. I'll
throw that into.
Yeah. But I took a picture. I watched the parade in Wilmore for the first time on Saturday. I've been in it every year we've had it, but I watched it at Subway. And when our old 1949 fire truck that I used to be a fireman on, and my dad was, came around the corner, there was the Presbyterian Church, which is the oldest church in Wilmore. Mm-hmm. There was a flag hanging there. There was two of the prettiest flower baskets I've ever seen in that truck, that 49 truck. Mm-hmm. And then bobbles of heads everywhere. I mean, we had 2,000 people in the streets. And I thought, that is what a small town should be
right.
on July 4th.
You know? Right.
So it was God and people and country in one place. Somebody asked me the other day, William Hatfield. He said, why don't you want to ever run for an office bigger than Wilmore? I said, I don't want to be in any other office but in Wilmore.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an end in itself. For me, it was as, I mean, I had aspirations of being governor 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. That was silly. You know, I wouldn't have made it. But the point is how could you want to be more than mayor of your hometown you grew up in?
Yeah. You know, we have said this on this program before. Every town in this world has its problems. Every state, every country. We have our problems in Jessamine County, just like everybody else.
We do.
Now, you have problems in Wilmore, but you wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
I wouldn't.
So I usually ask a question, and I think I'm going to answer it for you, just listening to what you said. If Harold Rainwater could say one word to sum up everything in his life, I'm going to guess that it would be blessed. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
It's because it sounds like you have been in everything that's come your way.
Well, I've lived a fairly long life. I'll be 70 next year.
Yeah.
And I grew up in a town I couldn't wait to get out of, and I hated everything about it growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had the strictest parents that anybody ever had. Wound up with the best parents. Didn't really want to go anywhere. I left home as a teenager and went to the beach in Myrtle Beach with a 57 Ford and a tent and $200, and I was going to leave home. And my mother pulled a trick on me with Randy. I called home after about a week and a half gone, and Randy was like 2 or 3 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, we miss you, and Randy cries for you every night. Well, after I finally got back and realized he wouldn't have known who I was.
Mom knows how to work.
Mom knows how.
Harold, we appreciate you being
well, thank
here.
You
and,
for
I, well, us. And I just want to say, of course, we've known each other for a long time. Our families have known each other. You've probably known my family before I even came along.
Yeah.
But I appreciate all that you have done and your family has done for Wilmore and Jessamine County, too. It's not just for Wilmore. You know, as you said earlier about the college or the university, the small parts make the whole better and the big whole makes the small better. And it's the same way in our county.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully Jessamine County makes Wilmore better, and Wilmore certainly makes Jessamine County better. And a lot of that is because of the work that you and the people you've surrounded yourself with has done for us down there, and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
My thanks to Harold Rainwater for coming in this morning and sharing about himself and his family and the contributions that they have made to Wilmore and our county. I appreciate you coming in, too. We'll do it next week at 11 o'clock. Hope you'll join me right here on All Things Jessamine. Don't forget my regular show every weekday morning from 6 until 8 a.m. right here on Jess FM 105.9.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our 4 convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.